News Talk ZB, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now to go to Sam Trethewey, Milford Asset Management. A very good evening to you.
Evening, Greg.
Okay, how was the week been in equity markets?
Markets have been a bit volatile over the past week. We had a bit of political turmoil from Italy and the threat of increasing trade protectionism between the US and Europe. So that's kept investors on edge a little. Locally, we had our biggest trading day of the year on Thursday. The local market turned over nearly $1.3 billion, and that was due to some major global indices rebalancing, so the MSCI indices triggering a spate of buying and selling. So sure, keeping the brokers happy there. Looking ahead, I think the markets will be looking towards the Federal Reserve in the US next week, where there is a high chance of another rate hike.
What stood out on the corporate market news front?
It's been a busy period in the local market, Greg. We've had reporting season for companies with 31 March balance dates to report their financial results. And on balance, I think they were certainly more positive than negative results. But given expectations are reasonably high in the market, we did see some sharp share price movements following.
So earnings results, what were the highlights, what were the lowlights for you?
I think Mainfreight stood out amongst the larger cap names that reported. That company really accelerated its growth in the past 6 months and gained some traction in Australia in particular. It appears to be winning decent market share there. At the smaller end of town, it was Serko, a travel software tech company that did what many tech companies actually struggle to do and broke even during the half and outlined a reasonable growth opportunity ahead. And on the disappointing side, you'd have to give that to Fonterra for its quite shocking third quarter trading update. And outside of that, Fish and Puggle Healthcare, which was a little disappointing relative to its very high standards.
Yeah, just regarding Fonterra, how did the market react? And what was so disappointing to you?
Fonterra had a very bad quarter, and that was due to margin pressure both in its ingredients and consumer food service business. So it's really an inability there to pass through a higher milk price to the consumers. So on the back of that, they lowered or nearly halved their earnings guidance for the year, and the dividend to be announced in September is likely to follow suit. So not great news there for investors. The good news within it was for farmers, where they did increase the farm gate milk price for the year and provide an initial forecast of next year of $7 per kilogram of milk solids. But the share price, or the unit price in this case, has come off around 10% since the update.
So how does this move alter your view on the Fonterra Shareholders Fund?
I think it just continues to highlight how difficult the shareholders fund is for external investors or even for farmers holding dry shares. The conflict of interest between the co-op and the farmers versus the shareholders, the external shareholders, continues to make it a difficult one to get excited about. Fonterra are doing the right thing in this case by farmers, but it continues to be at the expense of these external shareholders.
Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, their standards have fallen a bit by their high standards. How did that happen?
Fisher & Paykel continues to grow, Greg, but not at the rate it used to. The hospital side of their business, which is largely supplying some very innovative masks into ICU units, continues to grow very nicely and has a long runway of growth ahead. And that's the reason many investors love the stock. But the sleep apnea side, which is the other half of their business, is clearly slowing and risks there is risk that the growth there could turn negative if the company doesn't do something about it. So a lack of new product in the market is seeing competitors win share and slow their very high growth rates.
So on that front, do they have some new products waiting in the wings, and how quickly can they sort of turn this trend around?
No, not immediately, as the headline. I think the only comment that the company was willing to make was that we look forward to expanding our mask range this year. So there is something there in the pipeline, but there's nothing immediate. I would flag that it takes time to bring a new product like this to market. Any company, including Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, will definitely not want to rush its R&D effort and risk bringing something out that was subpar or substandard. So they've got to balance this against the investors getting impatient. And if something doesn't eventuate, then the share price could come under real pressure going forward.
Sam Trethewey from Milford Asset Management. Patrick Smalley is standing by next. News Talk ZB. It's 23 and a half minutes